From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Luis Hernandez. The renaissance of Miami's Little Haiti has made it a popular destination for Art Basel lovers. A major new Basel satellite show debuted there last night called Superfine, House of Art and Design. As WLRN's Tim Padgett reports, it's also a major homecoming for an artist raised in Little Haiti itself.
Indie rock stars like Bayo performed at the Citadel building in Little Haiti for the Superfine launch. The interactive event was created by the New York Art Collective Fame, and it showcases the growing intersection of art and design. It also spotlights the work of former Miami resident Diego Montoya. He's a noted Peruvian-American installation artist and costume designer who grew up in Little Haiti and is now based in Brooklyn. Montoya calls Superfine the ideal stage for pieces like his flamboyant 3,000-square-foot hanging sculpture.
It's like a chandelier of these jeweled figures, almost acting like human disco balls for the space. Miami specifically is a super kitsch. You know, it's all like pastel colors and neon, and that sort of playfulness, I think, is definitely my work.
Montoya also calls it a happy coincidence that he can take part in his old neighborhood's cultural revival.
Coming back to show at this festival particularly means a lot. You know, what's happening in Brooklyn, what's happening here in Little Haiti, I think is very similar.
Superfine will run for 5 evenings. I'm Tim Padgett in Miami.
The Citadel is located at 8321 Northeast 2nd Avenue in Miami. Central Florida's Puerto Ricans shouted, "Estoy contigo," I am with you, at a rally Wednesday for Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton. She praised the region's growing Latino community. Alejandra Pacheco, a longtime Democrat, says Clinton is one of the most inclusive candidates who sends a consistent message of equality and upward mobility for minorities.
She's fighting for us. Estoy contigo, that's what it means. And she's fighting for all of us, Latinos, blacks, whites, Asians, transgender, everyone. And that's how it should be, as a true democracy.
This is Clinton's first public event in Central Florida since announcing her bid for the White House. This is WLRN Miami Herald News. I'm Luis Hernandez.